This podcast sponsored by Cherry Hill Volvo.
At Cherry Hill Volvo, we have absolutely incredible offers, and a plethora of both new and certified Volvos from which to choose. Join Cherry Hill Volvo for the pricing and attention you deserve. I am Judith Krupnik, president of Cherry Hill Volvo.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Now, 60 minutes of nonstop talk on the Rich Cioli podcast.
Tonight's the night, the first debate, the big night. Are you watching? Of course you're watching. I'm watching too. And I'll be on the radio with you tonight at 8 o'clock. Welcome back. Glad you're here. 855-839-1210 on Twitter at Rich Zeoli. Facebook.com/Zeoli Show. If you would like to weigh in tonight on social media, we have Millennial Monitoring Social Media. My question to you is, what would you ask tonight if you were the moderator? I'd like to know. It's a big night. So tonight, I'll be on the air at 8 o'clock. Take some of your calls, your thoughts. We're also going to show it live on Facebook. And then the debate, and then after the debate, Dom Giordano will be on to discuss with you and break it down. And then, of course, tomorrow morning, lots of audio, lots of analysis, lots of moments to look at. What would you ask tonight? What would you want to hear if you were Chris Wallace, if you were the moderator? That is the question. 855-839-1210. Let's see what Vance would ask. He's in Brick, New Jersey. Vance, good morning.
Morning, Rich. How are you?
All right, sir. Good morning.
I have a simple question I would ask him. I would ask Joe Biden, if you were an NFL player, would you stand or kneel for the national anthem?
Great question.
That's a question you it's either yes or no, and then you would be forced almost to give an explanation.
Love it. Great question. Excellent. Thank you, Vance. It's terrific. It's a great question. Very concise and poignant. I like it. Richard is in South Jersey. Richard, good morning. Richard. You. I think he's like at the drive-thru or something right now. Richard! Hello! Yo! I'm trying to get his attention. He's got like the phone down on the counter or something.
He's working from home. He's got a busy day.
He's got a busy day. I know. It's 7:30. He's making pancakes for the kids. All right. Sorry, Richard. Maybe call back. 855-839-1210 is the number if you would like to weigh in today on all of these matters on the show today. I'd just like to know what you would ask if you were Chris Wallace tonight. What would you ask? There'll be no shaking hands tonight. Why not?
Because COVID.
No shaking hands, which I don't really understand, because the bottom line is that these two guys can get tested. Yeah, like,
they just,
I mean,
hand sanitize.
Shake hands and then go hand sanitize. The hell's the big deal? I think it's what the president does not like shaking hands. So I think this was a good opportunity for him to just say, skip the shaking of the hand thing. So they're going to skip that. So there'll be no fist bumps, and there'll be no chicken wing elbow nods either. There'll be none of that. What else tonight? There'll be no spin room coverage afterwards. Instead, the media will have to schedule virtual interviews. The spin doctors will have to do their thing virtually as they decide who won and as they make their case that their guy won and the other guy did not win. They'll have to do that tonight all virtually. So there you go. The issue of taxes. So Bernie Sanders came out yesterday and talked about his own taxes as he was slamming Donald Trump for not paying enough in taxes. First of all, a couple facts on the tax thing, which I think are interesting to note, right? Number one, the tax code is a mess. I mean, for those of us who've wanted a flat tax for years, and I've been one of them for years, I've talked about a flat tax. Because the tax code is crazy. It's absolutely crazy. There's no doubt about that. You read that and you go, how does this even work exactly? Number two, for those of us who believe that taxation is theft, like I believe, for example, you know, the goal and the reason why you have accounts is obviously to pay the least amount of taxes possible. But here's the thing, and this is important to remember. Trump has paid a ton of taxes, and then he got a lot of those taxes back over the years. So he paid a lot. Got a lot back to. This is also why the tax code's a mess. As Eric Beam over at Reason put it, to me, it seems like the real villain in all this is the tax code. The tax code is crazy. Bernie Sanders was asked about his own taxes here, proving that he's, in fact, a millionaire. Cut two, Bill.
Now, you raise the issue, I am a millionaire. Well, actually, this year we had $560,000 in income. And that's a lot of money. And that money, in my case, my wife's case, it came from a book that I wrote. Pretty good book. You might want to read it. It was a bestseller, sold all over the world, and we made money. So if anyone thinks that I should apologize for writing a best-selling book, I'm sorry, I'm not going to do it. But let me reiterate. I voted against. I guess on Fox News you said that I benefited from Trump's tax bill. Did you tell people that I voted against Trump's tax bill?
Sure, but you did benefit from it.
Yeah. But I voted against it.
Your taxes do show that you're a millionaire. You did make a million in 2016, 2017. You're right, the 561 in 2018. But your marginal tax rate was 26% because of President Trump's tax cuts. So why not say, you know, I'm leading this revolution. I'm not going to take those.
I paid the taxes that I owe. And by the way, why don't you got Donald Trump up here and ask him how much he pays in taxes?
Last question on this. A lot of millionaires and billionaires give a ton to charity. You gave 3.4%.
Yeah. My wife and I do give money to charity, all right? And we're proud to do what we did. There are others, you're quite right. There are people, Gates Foundation, do a phenomenal job. We do what we do.
I'm a cheapskate, all right? I admit it, I'm a giant cheapskate. Look, Bernie at least is being honest. He's a cheapskate, 3.4%. He's a millionaire. Very proud of the fact that he's a millionaire, by the way. Very, very proud of the fact that he's a millionaire. Pays what he owes and tries to pay as least as possible, as little as possible. He could always pay more. Bernie also wants to pay the least amount of taxes possible. Who really wants to pay more taxes is the question. But then, of course, the bigger question is, if Trump owes all this money, doesn't that mean that probably somebody has leverage over him and can use it against him? Now, there's absolutely nothing in the New York Times article to suggest that. In other words, there's nothing that suggests that on those tax returns they found evidence of that. And Trump could theoretically sell a building that he owns to pay off all that debt if he wanted to. Right? He could do that, right? I mean, they're acting as if he's leveraged out, he's maxed out on debt, but he has no assets. He has plenty of assets he could sell if he wanted to. He just doesn't want to. So if that was really an issue, that could be done. But nevertheless, they've jumped on this issue and they've said that this is now a national security point. This is the lesser Woodward and Bernstein, Carl Bernstein, as he calls on Congress to investigate Trump. Cut five.
What other obligations does he have? For instance, he has put up people in his hotels from these foreign countries. The sources of his income are unknown, but they have to do with favors he has possibly granted to foreign entities. That's suggested time and again in the New York Times report. This president needs to be thoroughly investigated in terms of how the United States has or may have been compromised by his actions, his selfishness, his putting his own interests, financial, in front of the interest of the United States.
You know, the guy's been investigated so many damn times, but sure, investigate him again. Go ahead. Investigate him again. Why not? All you're doing is you're making people like that secret Trump voter turn around and go, all right, you know, this is so crazy that you keep investigating this guy over and over again. But sure, knock yourself out. Investigate him again. But what, like, at some point, aren't you going to find something at some point where you just keep making allegations over and over again? And what wasn't the whole Russia investigation designed to find if whether or not Putin had anything on him? What, I mean, all of these things, you got to get impeached for God's sake. What if the guy gets impeached? Why are going to investigate him again now? Don't you have to find something is just my simple question I got to ask. But keep doing it because it's working for you. No doubt about it. It's definitely working for you. Everybody who's looking at this, who's a Trump supporter, is turning around and going, there's no there there. And the people that hate him again are going to do what they always do. Overreach, say he needs to be impeached, investigated again. And I'm telling you right now, this is not going to play well with voters. CBS, NBC, they're going with Pelosi's crazy conspiracy theory that Trump is, in fact, owned by foreign governments. Again, she's a Speaker of the House. She led an impeachment investigation into Donald Trump where they investigated him. They had two different committees investigating him. They investigated him on Ukraine. They investigated him on Russia. They had the Mueller report. But here is now, after the New York Times published the report, here's Nancy Pelosi. And during the Monday newscast, CBS Evening News and NBC Nightly News, both tried to promote Pelosi's ideas. Cut eight.
The records also paint a picture of a president facing a mountain of debt. Over the next 4 years, the Times says, more than $300 million in loans that President Trump is personally responsible for will come due.
It's a national security issue. You could potentially have a sitting president who owes hundreds of millions of dollars. The American people are going to want to know who he owes that money to, and can he make it clear he could put country over business interests?
The New York Times says it has documents showing President Trump paid only $750 in income tax his first year in office, that his businesses are losing money, and that he personally owes $421 million on loans made to his companies. Well, today, the Speaker of the House suggested those debts could be a threat to national security.
The records also show Mr. Trump took in $73 million from foreign deals during his first 2 years in office and is now facing hundreds of millions of dollars in loans coming due.
This president appears to have over $400 million in debt, $420 million in debt. To whom? Different countries? What is the leverage they have? So for me, this is a national security question.
Why didn't you find any of this in your investigations before? Why not? How come? How come? If all this was there, why did none of this come out before? Isn't that something? Isn't that amazing? Now, Reason.com, which is not a pro-Trump site, okay? This is what they write. How did Trump pay so little? He initially paid $95 million in federal income taxes over 18 years. But he later managed to recoup most of that money with interest by applying for and receiving a $72.9 million tax refund starting in 2010. The refund reduced his total federal tax income bill between 2000 and 2017 to an annual average of $1.4 million. It also earned him an IRS audit starting in 2011, which the Times acknowledged has not been resolved. The Tax Foundation's Carl Smith said, it's not immediately obvious that this is odd for an active real estate investor, especially doing renovations. This activity can be an enormous cash suck with very long payout horizons. It's totally conceivable that a successful active investor could be cash negative their whole life. Trump's ability to so successfully minimize his tax burden is impressive. Much less impressive is what these tax returns suggest about Trump's business prowess. Many of Trump's top businesses are losing money, even as those losses have helped him shrink his federal tax bill to essentially nothing. Trump told Americans in 2018 that his annual earnings were $434 million, but he told the IRS he had lost $47.4 million that year. His golf courses have allegedly lost $315 million since 2000. The Trump International Hotel in D.C. has lost $55 million. It's important to remember that the returns are not an unvarnished look at Mr. Trump's business activity, writes the New York Times' David Leonhardt. They are instead his own portrayal of his companies compiled for the IRS, but they do offer the most detailed picture yet available. So I like Eric Beam's take, which is just finished reading the big Trump taxes New York Times piece, but I came away from it feeling like the federal tax code is the real villain here. So again, I have to ask the obvious question, which is that if Democrats are going to make the leap and say that this debt that he has, which for a lot of people having debt is a business strategy, but this debt means that he's vulnerable to foreign interference and that, again, he's being controlled. He's Putin's puppet. You heard Jeff Daniels. I'll play that clip again for you. The actor who's playing James Comey on the made-for-TV movie on Showtime. Jeff Daniels is out there suggesting the exact same thing, by the way. I don't know what makes Jeff Daniels an IRS expert or makes him an expert in anything. I mean, guy's a good actor. And look, you could be a good actor and be an expert in things. I just don't know what makes Jeff Daniels one. But nevertheless, he was on MSNBC. Take a listen.
Do you think that there is an explanation that is known to all of us yet for why all the lies about Russia?
It's not known to us yet, no. If it were a Hollywood script, they would kick it back because the bad guy's too obvious. I mean, look.
Yeah, that's certainly.
I mean, it's just a badly written bad guy. I mean, it's so transparent. And the fact that I believe it was the New York Times today wrote an article about Putin extending, reaching out to maybe call a truce on the cyberspace thing with, you know, America,
right.
You know, though admitting nothing, right? That's Putin getting into the lifeboat on the Titanic. What were they talking about in Helsinki? What were, you know, all the stuff? I mean, there's all of that. The tax returns that he won't show us. It's so obvious. And where is he getting the money? Where did he get all the money? And I mean, all roads, as Speaker Pelosi said, all roads lead to Putin. And, you know, time's running out. This is a bad movie we're living through. That's what this is. If it weren't so life and death, it's a bad movie.
A guy got investigated for all this stuff. I mean, it's my opinion, okay, that if you keep investigating him, if you keep impeaching him, you're only helping him. I really believe that. I really believe that because there's no evidence to back up any of these claims that somebody has something over him. He's being audited. He's got some very good accountants. The tax code is a friggin' mess. I mean, maybe everybody can walk away with this embracing the flat tax and going, this is craziness, this tax code. It makes no sense to anybody on earth. It makes no sense. But again, maybe not. Maybe instead what they'll do is launch another investigation if he wins again. And I think when he wins again, people will turn around and think that these investigations played a big part in him winning again because Americans just get so tired of this. 855-839-1210, 855-839-1210. Look. One of the things cited in that article I read about the closeted Trump supporter in New York City, she's so tired of the crime. Tired of the crime that's come to her streets. She mentioned there's a homeless encampment in New York City. Hey, there's one in Philadelphia, and they just won. City's going to help them out now and give them stuff. Shocking, right? If you've had it with places like Philadelphia, if you want to sell your home, you want to get out of here, maybe you want to go to Florida. Well, EasyHomesPA.com will buy your home as is. No realtor fees, no escrow fees, no repairs. You sell your home as is. No open houses with strangers walking through your house. Any size, any condition, any price. Easy Homes PA will make the timing work on your timeline. Close in days or months. You're going to get a very fair offer and avoid all the hassles of a traditional sale. So if you're ready to sell your house, the easy solution is to call EasyHomesPA.com. EasyHomesPA.com. If you want to sell your house today, 215-608-6005, 215-608-6005, or go to easyhomespa.com. Make home selling a no-brainer. This is so easy to do. And if you want out, what are you waiting for, right? 215-608-6005 or easyhomespa.com.
You're in the middle of 60 minutes of non-stop talk. This is the Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
By the way, Bill, I'm so mad at myself. I was going to go see The Empire Strikes Back in movie theaters last week.
Oh, yeah.
And I thought I'll do it next week. And now they don't have the early show times anymore. Oh, like the one. Yeah, the movie theaters all got rid of the 1 o'clock shows. I think it's nobody was going.
Yeah. And those were the best for you and I in our current hours.
Exactly. Yeah, you could sneak into a movie and then, you know, like nobody even knows you're gone kind of a thing. But
yeah, those were the best because they were already social distanced. No one was there.
No, literally nobody was there. I went to see Black Panther in the theaters because I never actually saw that one in theaters.
Yep.
I was literally the only person in the theater. Me and a giant feed bag of popcorn. That's it. Maybe it's because I watch movies so much that I come up with cool nicknames. Like I like Joey the Lid for Biden.
That is, I mean, it's a good nickname.
Yeah. It's like a mob name, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's Joey something out of, yeah, it's something out of Goodfellas, Godfather.
Corn Pop.
Yeah. Guy keeps calling a lid on things. We got to find out what time the lid is today. And they go, hey, Joey the Lid. Hey, look, you got governor two times in New York. Joey the Lid. We can make a whole movie out of this.
Yeah.
I like it.
And we need new movies.
We do need new movies. That's part of the problem is Black Widow has been pushed off to May.
Yep.
Everybody's hoping the new James Bond movie is going to be the thing that saves theaters. I'm starting to get a little nervous. I'm worried about these theaters, you know? Yeah,
because there's movies starting to come out, but they're going out to Netflix and Hulu.
Yeah.
Because there was a new movie that I watched over the weekend, but it's only on Netflix. It's not going to theaters.
They're just skipping the theaters completely.
Yeah. And this is just promoting that or prompting that.
Oof. You know what I don't want to see? Big, empty movie theaters. That's a lot of real estate right there.
Yeah.
I don't know. You can convert them into something. Maybe a drive-through. Maybe you can drive your car in and watch a movie theater in your car. Of course, the carbon monoxide issue, I guess, is kind of a bad thing, right?
Yeah. to.
You don't want to do that. Unless you're trying to kill yourself, because that's what some people do, right? The car in the garage.
What is this, House of Cards? Because that was a scene in House of Cards.
Good reference. Yeah, in the parking garage. Don't you remember?
Yeah.
That's the congressman from PA that they whacked.
That's right. It was from PA. Directly hometown guy. I think he was the Philly guy.
He was the Philly guy. Remember, there was a whole subplot about Philadelphia, the ports and everything
that? Yeah, they basically talked about the Navy Yard without directly saying the Navy Yard.
And that was how they whacked him, was the carbon monoxide in the garage, in the car garage.
That was when the show was still pretty good.
Which, by the way, if you're going to go, probably a nice way to go, right? Nice and quiet, the car, you get the music going. I mean, I guess, I don't know. There's worse ways to go, that's for sure. But, whew, I don't know, that smell, that's, oof. I don't know. Anyway, that's the problem with driving movie theaters is you can't be inside because of the carbon monoxide.
Yep.
I know Dawn's a big fan of drive-in theaters, but somebody said they used to have portable heaters that they would give you at the drive-ins.
Yeah, not anymore.
Not anymore? And how many theaters does Pennsylvania have drive-ins?
27 theaters.
27, huh?
So we're among the top in the nation. So
wow.
New York has 28, okay? But if you read the whole, it's like Wallet Hub or one of those. If you read the whole study, New York's are lesser, and Pennsylvania's actually have higher quality theaters.
And New Jersey only has one drive-in theater left,
right? The Delsey.
Yeah.
And Delaware has zero.
Great job, Biden.
He watches them in the movies in his basement, obviously.
Like everything else in his basement. Gerard Boyce on Twitter says, so Trump and Biden won't shake hands tonight. What are the odds Biden will stroke and sniff Trump's hair? I don't think. I don't think he's going to do that. I don't know.
That's definitely not social distance.
I don't think that's, you know. Let's see here. Comic Dave Evans. I'm a CPA. I know that if Trump personally owes $400+ million, it would not show up anywhere in his tax returns. So what documents could they have? I call BS. By the way, that check-in on social media brought to you by Cherry Hill Vava, where relationships matter. They really do matter. So please go visit them on Route 70 in Cherry Hill. They're open at 8:30, 9 a.m. on the weekends. 0% financing on all new 2020 and 2021 models. I did see, we watched a movie the other night called Alone, about a woman who gets kidnapped by a crazy serial killer guy. That was good. We watched that.
What was that on?
Fandango Now.
Oh.
You it's like the movies that are supposed to go to theaters and you stream them and you watch them at home.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
It is pretty cool, but again, you know,
it's not theater.
Not in a theater.
Yeah.
So what's playing right now if you wanted to go see a theater? Is Dumb and Dumber playing that? Jeff Daniels was in that movie.
He was.
Which was Jim Carrey acting like Jim Carrey in every movie Jim Carrey's ever done. You notice that he plays the same character in every movie?
Everyone. From Ace Ventura to Dumb and Dumber, it's all the same.
And now Jeff Daniels is playing James Comey. He went from that to James Comey. It's a good leap right there. So you see, like, it's some of the movie theaters right now, they've got some movies that, I don't know, I mean, I just don't know. Like, you know what I mean?
Like, I'm tempted to go into a theater and just suck it up and see Tenet, because obviously that's the big one in theaters right now.
You should.
And it's sad because it's leading in the box office, which sounds great that it's leading in the box office, but I think the last one I saw for this past weekend was only $4.3 million for a budget movie that was $800 million, I think, in that ballpark. It's crazy what's happening to these theaters.
You know, they made a movie about Ruth Bader Ginsburg called RBG. That movie is back in theaters now. You can go see that. Who the hell would want to go pay to see that and sit in a theater and watch a movie about RBG? They also have a movie about Pelosi. It's called The Land Before Time, which is out in theaters. I'm sorry.
Wait a minute.
I'm sorry. That's a kid's dinosaur movie. My bad. I loved that movie when I was a kid. The Land Before Time. It's rated G.
Oh, yeah.
Look at that. It's only an hour and 6 minutes.
I think that's a great one, especially for Patrick and Claire.
Yeah, that's a good one,
that's
right?
That's a really good one.
That's the Pelosi documentary, The Land Before Time.
Oh, the theater by me is still playing Empire Strikes Back if you want to make the trip up to Greg and
I. Yeah, but what time? 4 o'clock?
6:20. Not terrible.
6:20 p.m.?
Yeah.
I got a debate to do tonight. 8 o'clock.
That's true.
I got to be on the air. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But I don't know. I worry about these theaters. I think a big part of it is because they were locked down so long that they just lost so much money, and now they're trying to give away the store. It's like, you know, it's going to be tough on them anyway. We'll keep going. This we're at 8:30. Going to talk to a guy in New Jersey. They're doing a lawsuit against New Jersey to try to get them to fully reopen. I hope that happens. Is the movie tavern reopened by you, Dawn?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. So they've reopened. You have to social distance though.
You got a social distance, but at least they're open, so that's good.
Yeah.
All right, that's good. 855-839-1210. Speaking of debt, AMC Theaters had to take out a whole lot more debt just to survive the last few months, as did a lot of companies. And a lot of chains are closing, too, which is a bummer. I saw Bed Bath & Beyond is closing a lot of stores, too. That's a bummer.
I saw that in Plymouth Meeting, and I saw that the Green Turtle, who we love, they filed for Chapter 11.
Oh, they did?
So, which we all know. We had many, how many parties and
had a bunch of live shows there,
I know. And that's, you know, we're looking at 68% of our restaurants and bars with facing the same fate if this continues, according to all the industry reports.
Not good.
Not good.
Not good.
I don't mean to be Donnie Downer, but, you know.
Well, maybe with these rapid tests, they can get everything back open again fully. This is the president yesterday announcing their plan to distribute 150 million rapid COVID tests, cut number six.
Today, I'm pleased to report that we're announcing our plan to distribute 150 million Abbott rapid point of care tests in the coming weeks, very, very soon. This will be more than double the number of tests already performed. And here's our plan. 50 million tests will go to protect the most vulnerable communities, which we've always promised to do, including 18 million for nursing homes, 15 million for assisted living facilities, 10 million for home health and hospice care agencies, and nearly 1 million for historically black colleges and universities and also tribal nation colleges. 100 million rapid point of care tests will be given to states and territories to support efforts to reopen their economies and schools immediately and fast as they can. For example, the support my administration is providing would allow every state to, on a very regular basis, test every teacher who needs it. This continues our critical effort to use testing to protect high-risk communities. These new Abbott rapid point-of-care tests are easy to use and return results within just minutes.
Good. That's great. Fantastic. Excellent. Get them everywhere. Everywhere. Everywhere, everywhere, everywhere. That'd be great, right? Then you could, then there's zero reason for anything to be closed if you have the rapid test, right? Is there a reason to keep it? If they're confident that they work enough where you can't, I mean, if you go to the White House, you got to take one. And then 15 minutes later, they'll know the results and then you're allowed in. So if that works, they obviously feel it's safe enough for you to be around the President of the United States. I would think it works then for you to go to Denny's or Arby's. Feels like an Arby's night. It always feels like an Arby's night, damn it. I could use some Arby's right about now.
Or Five Guys.
Or Five Guys. You know what I miss, by the way? Oh, yeah. Czar of Trenton tells me Jim Carrey's going to play Joe Biden on this year's Saturday Night Live.
Yes. Oh, he is. Yeah.
How is that going to work?
It's not going to be good because he had the Jason Sudeikis played last season. And during the debates, and I think he did amazing.
Jason Sudeikis was great. You're right. And then you know who else was really good, too, was
Woody Harrelson.
Woody Harrelson.
Yep.
He was very good as Joe Biden.
Yep,
my favorite line was he goes, "I'm like the plastic straw. I've worked for years and now everybody's mad at me." I like that. That was a very funny line.
Yes.
What is Jim Carrey going to do? Is he going to bend down and talk out his butt like he did in Ace Ventura, Pet Detective?
I don't know how he's going to. Yeah, I can't see that. Because I've heard interviews with Jim Carrey lately, and boy, he's lost his funny streak.
Has he really?
Yeah, he's all serious now. He wrote a book and he did all these promotional tours for it. And I don't know. He's just he ponders life. Now he's an artist and he I don't know. He's kind of out there.
So Jim Carrey he's as bad as Ben Affleck with his acting. Like he's every party's over the top, right? Whether it's Liar Liar, he played the Joker in Batman Forever, remember?
Yep.
Over the top and, you know, let me show you something. And
was it Riddler?
He played, yeah, I'm Riddler, Riddler, right. Riddler. Sorry, not Joker. Riddler, he played in the Mask movie. Like, everything's over the top. So is he going to do that with Joe Biden?
Well, I would imagine.
How do you do the over the top Joe Biden? Joey the Lid, how do you do that? Maybe it's going to be like a back in time thing with Jim Carrey as Joe Biden fighting Corn Pop. Maybe it's going to be that. I don't know. Because Joe Biden's so subdued now. Why would you get one of the most over-the-top actors of all time to play him on Saturday Night Live?
That's a good point.
What am I missing here? Is Greg saying that Jim Carrey is so subdued now that he's like Joe Biden?
Oh.
Is that what you're saying, Greg?
I mean, that's not what I was saying, but it's a good thought because – he's not, you know, I think he likes to leave those characters he played in the 90s behind him. You know, he wants to be seen as a serious actor now.
He doesn't want to be as the guy going, you know, come on, Batman, let me show you something. Yeah. He doesn't want to be that good. Remember he was on in Living Color, how he got his start?
Yes.
Greg, would you be able to find some audio of sober, serious, pondering life Jim Carrey?
I'm sure I can.
Yeah. Because I'm wondering now if maybe that's why they chose him to play Joe Biden.
Fire Marshal Bill, like,
yeah,
those were some of his, you know, iconic characters.
Who became governor of New Jersey, Fire Marshal
Bill.
Yes. Who's now serving as the governor of New Jersey. So, Phil Murphy looks just like him. I'm sorry, but he does. New Jersey, let me show you something, New Jersey. What would you ask tonight if you were Chris Wallace moderating the debate? Al's in the Northeast. Al, good morning. Hello, Al.
Good morning, Rich.
What would you ask tonight if you were Chris Wallace? What would be your question?
Well, I'd like to know what Biden would do if any of the Trump children profited from any foreign nation like Hunter did.
Okay. I like it.
So that would be a good one. But then I'm gonna give you one quick one about this voter fraud.
Sure.
I work for the Philadelphia Police Department, and a couple of the guys I work with ran their parents who passed away, and shocking, they've all voted in the last elections. Can you believe that?
Yeah.
I said, did they both vote Republican? They're like, no.
No.
I said, oh, well. Yeah, isn't it amazing?
Shocking, right?
Yeah, shocking.
Very shocking, Al. I'm stunned by that. I'm stunned. Are you going to watch tonight?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah?
I love this comedy show that Biden's going to put on.
Very good. thanks, buddy. So listen, by the way, stay safe and give my best to everybody in the Philadelphia Police Department.
I will, sir.
All right, sir. Thank you. I appreciate it. Lori's in Ringo's. Lori, good morning.
Yeah, hi. Rich, I have a broader point, but we were so happy for our son. He's going to be 17 next month. Last Sunday night, he got to go to the movies with his girlfriend for the first time in forever. He said there were only 6 people in the theater, and we asked him if he had to sit 6 feet apart from his girlfriend. He couldn't tell us too much about the movie. I think it was just his first time he could be alone in the dark with this person for like 7 months.
I still remember that when I was in high school and I could go to the movies for the first time with my girlfriend. It was the greatest.
Yeah.
The greatest. I mean, you don't really do anything, but still, you know, it's just that feeling is amazing. One thing I would tell them was I would bet you nowadays they probably have those infrared cameras in the theaters, don't you think?
Heat-seeking cameras.
Yeah,
right.
Like when we were kids, we didn't have to worry about that. You could literally go and make out in a movie theater. You never had to worry about it. Now I feel like there's some creep up there watching you, you know?
It could be Jim Comey. My bigger point is, you know, life is going on. I don't consider myself an irresponsible parent. My husband and I make these decisions together. Our kids see a limited group of other kids, but life goes on. Yesterday was a freaking holiday at most New Jersey public schools, a holiday after they just started in. And my kids' school is closed. It's all remote today because they had a COVID case, but in the second cohort of kids, but they still are not letting the health department is not letting the first cohort go in. They're divided into 2 groups.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous. And what needs to change is we need to get on our public health officials, even at the county level. My freeholders, I've written them. They pass the letter on to the legislators. They say, we can't do anything because Murphy swats us back on everything. They got to change. You don't need masks and 6 feet distancing. You need one or the other. You can't do 6 feet because you can't fit everybody in a classroom. You do masks, which the school does. Do you let these kids come back to school? Because they're doing other things. They're out on bikes on public school holidays. They're talking to each other with less than 3 people. It's just a fact of life.
It's really funny. A lot of this is theater, Lori. And thank you for the call, by the way. I appreciate it. Have a great day. A lot of this is pure theater. I mean, they've got plexiglass in classrooms and the kids are sitting behind the plexiglass in masks. Then they go outside in the playground. They all wrestle each other and it is theater. And parents are willing to do it because, and Dawn's made this point, whatever it takes to keep the classrooms open at this point, right? Do whatever you got to do just to keep them open.
100%.
So, but there is a lawsuit. I'll talk to the attorney at 8:30. They are trying to sue Murphy now. They say that he's violating the Constitution. I think he is. This executive, another 30 days of his executive order he signed on Friday. Didn't even get any attention at this point. 30 more days of this. And of course, you know, Tom Wolf is appealing the decision from that federal judge who said that he is violating the Constitution with his lockdown orders. I just don't understand. Why do we need masks, social distancing, and lockdowns? I mean, it makes no sense. It's ridiculous. 855-839-1210. Look, Emmons Roofing. These guys are great. I really am happy with the work they did on my home, and you should reach out to them. Just go to emmonsroofing.com, emmonsroofing.com. You want new doors, windows, you're working from home or your office, right? Maybe that window you're looking out every day as you work from home needs to be replaced. Well, Emmons does that too. And right now, 0% financing on any of their projects. 12 months, same as cash financing on any of the work that they do. Roof, windows, siding, doors, you name it. How about new siding? I mean, it's a beautiful way to make your house look great. Emmons does top rate work, guaranteed. I've got a 50-year warranty on my roof, the Owens Corning shingle, the best in the business. They're local, they're honest, they're licensed, insured, and they serve Pennsylvania, Delaware, and New Jersey. And the Jersey Shore. Winter is coming. So if you have any issues with your roof, do it now. Don't wait for a small problem to become a bigger problem. Do it now. Go to emmonsroofing.com, emmonsroofing.com, E-M-M-O-N-S roofing.com. 12 months, same as cash financing. You can't beat it. emmonsroofing.com.
You're listening to 60 Minutes of Nonstop Talk. The Rich Cioli Show. On Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. WPHT HD, WOGL HD3, Philadelphia. Live from the Malamud & Associates Law Studios.
By the way, speaking of Saturday Night Live, one of the things that one of my favorite comedians, who's no longer a comedian because he got silly at kids. He had like 18 kids and he stopped being funny, but Eddie Murphy. I think if you go back, Eddie Murphy Raw, Eddie Murphy Delirious.
Yeah.
Oh, man. And Eddie Murphy on Saturday Night Live was great. Was he not?
He was amazing.
It was great. He was fantastic. He was really great. I think he was fantastic. And he won an Emmy recently, too. Eddie Murphy. He was really great. Yes.
I would say he's probably, in my opinion, he's probably the best comedian of our generation, without question.
That's a bold statement right there.
I know. I got in trouble last time I made top five best comedians of all time. I put him like number one or number two, and I got lambasted for it, but I don't care.
Wow. So the other day I was driving. I mean, I was walking, I'm sorry, and I saw some young kids in a car.
Yeah.
They're like teenagers.
Mm-hmm.
And they were listening to Eddie Murphy's Party All the Time. I stopped, I went, wait, what is this? What's going on here? This hit from 1985 has gone viral again.
It has.
And
for people who have never heard it before, like people are discovering it for the first time, which I think is hysterical.
There were two like high school girls. Do you have the song, by the way, Bill? Can you grab it? There were two high school girls in a car, in a convertible. It looked like something out of a movie. And they're driving around. The other song, too, they were playing was a song from Caddyshack they were listening to, too.
I'm all right.
Yeah, they were listening to that.
Yeah.
That's gone viral, too, now, I guess. This is Party All the Time. So if you want to sound hip, right, if you want to be, you know, with it, the kids are listening to this song again, a song that many of us grew up with. Go ahead. Hang on. What's that?
There's an ad playing.
Oh, there's an ad playing. Okay, all right, no problem. As soon as the ad plays, I'll go to Charlie in Philadelphia. Charlie can give me his question for tonight. Charlie, go ahead.
Yeah, I'd like to ask Mr. Biden, how many people lost their homes during his administration with Barack Obama, and how is he proposed to fix health care when Obamacare is what ruined our health care, in my opinion? I mean, people used to have insurance if they worked, you know, a certain amount of hours and this, that, and the other. And mostly everybody else was covered under welfare. Now it seems like half the people I know don't have any kind of medical insurance. Like, what's he going to do about it? You know, I mean, it's just, and I'd like to know if what was his name? Corn Pops is going to vote Democrat.
Look, I think your questions are great, right? I mean, the situation that people are in with healthcare is largely because of what they did with Obamacare. Charlie, I mentioned this this Times piece, and I'll reference it again, but this undecided, or I should say closeted Trump voter, and she, one of the things she points out is that when she was unemployed because of Obamacare, she could not afford health insurance.
Right.
Right? So, exactly. How are you going to fix a problem that you guys created?
I remember in Northeast Philly seeing houses on every street for sale, or foreclosed. You know what I mean? It's just like unbelievable. And you never hear it mentioned.
Yeah.
Never hear anybody mention it. I mean, millions of people lost their homes under Obama. They make him out like he's a god or something. It's just mind-boggling.
It's a great point. And then he said those jobs were never coming back. Remember that?
Absolutely.
That's right.
I'm so glad to hear we're going to have steel again in Pennsylvania. Maybe Pittsburgh will get a steel mill after all these years. Steel town.
Which would be great, right? I mean, they're reinvesting in steel in Pennsylvania. They're reinvesting in so many of these different industries that, again, Obama said were gone and they were never coming back. Remember?
Good paying jobs with health care. You know what I mean?
That's right.
That's what they need more of.
Thank you, Charlie. Appreciate it. Penny's in Delaware. Penny, what would you ask tonight?
I wanted to ask both candidates if they'd be willing to uphold the Constitution. And if Biden says yes, and say, well, if you don't uphold it, if you are elected, are you willing to be impeached?
Say that again, Penny. I'm sorry, you broke up a little bit.
To ask them if they're willing to uphold the Constitution. And I know President Trump will say yes. But if Biden says yes, which actually goes against a lot of the things that he's talking about doing, then if he says, yeah, I'd say, well, if you don't uphold it, if you're not true to your word, are you willing to be impeached?
Are you willing to be impeached? Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I mean, in other words, if you're not true to your word, then why should you even be a president?
And what would define true to your word?
Upholding the Constitution.
Right, but define that to me. Give me a specific example.
The fact that he is willing to allow babies to be killed after they're born alive from an abortion.
Okay. So, all right. So you want to make abortion one of the issues tonight?
Sure.
Okay. All right. I mean, look, I imagine some of these issues, thank you, Penny, will come up. Whether Chris Wallace asks about the life issue or not tonight, I don't know. I imagine it's going to come up at some point. And, you know, one thing I think that the Supreme Court goes to play, and then Trump's done a very good job of this, is he's been a very outspoken pro-life president. And then recently he did an executive order on the born alive issue if a baby's been born. So that's going to help him a lot with evangelical issues, leave people. And I think that for Trump, then pushing Biden onto the fact of, hey, you're Catholic and you're a big hypocrite on this point, also could work very well for him. It'll be interesting to see if they go down that road in tonight's debate or if it's just going to focus on other issues. And more interesting, too, in how Biden will handle that, too. He's making an appeal to pro-life voters to try to say, like, hey, I'm your guy, too, even though I'm on the opposite side of the issue as you. But I'm just Catholic Joe. And I don't know. It seems to me odd that would work. It seems to me odd that they would do that as a strategy. 855-839-1210. 855-839-1210 is the number. So one of the things that, of course, is back is sports. And I'm really happy about that because whether you are somebody who hates sports or not, I think it's good for America. I think it's good for economy. It's good for our morale. It's just good for all those things. And that's why when you watch those games, FanDuel Sportsbook helps you enjoy the games even more. That's right. FanDuel Sportsbook, in partnership with Valley Forge Casino and their world-class sports betting app, FanDuel makes it easy to find and place your bets. They got some of the best odds and bet types you'll find anywhere. Constant enhanced odds boosts, and they even get you your winnings in as little as 24 hours. Right now, new users can place their first bet on FanDuel Sportsbook risk-free and get up to $1,000 back in site credit if you don't win. That's $1,000. Seriously, no strings attached. Just place any bet you want. If you win, you keep the cash. If you lose, you get your entire bet up to $1,000 back in bonus site credit. So you can take another shot at the end zone on the house. That's right. Go see for yourself why FanDuel is the number one sportsbook app. Download the FanDuel Sportsbook app and get started. And be sure to sign up with promo code RICH so they know I sent you. That's right. Promo code RICH. You must be 21 and present in New Jersey or Pennsylvania. First online real money wager only. Site credit is non-withdrawable and expires in 7 days. Restrictions apply. See sportsbook.fanduel.com for details. Gambling problem, call 1-800. Gambler.
60 minutes of nonstop talk. This is the Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
You know, I mentioned before to you this great piece in the New York Times from Brett Stevens about meet a secret Trump voter. And I just want to give a couple highlights of this piece because I think it's really important. She's So Brett Stevens, who's this big Never Trump guy, he meets this woman. She's in her 50s, lives in Manhattan, well-educated, well-traveled, well-informed, was a Bernie Sanders supporter in 2016, mostly voted Democrat. Now she's a closet Donald Trump supporter, and she's a lesbian. And she says, being a lesbian who's voted for Trump is like coming out of the closet again, she says. Readers of the New York Times, which he's writing for, say, you think about Trump voters, you have a certain image that comes up, but then you got somebody like Chris does not fit into a cultural or demographic stereotype of the Trump base. This is what her reasons are for backing Trump. Again, well-educated, well-traveled, mostly Democrat, registered Democrat in her 50s in New York City. She says, quote, I have not seen double-digit gains in my 401k since the internet boom of the late 90s. It went up 19.6% in the year before the pandemic. Look at the stock market. It's up 35% from 4 years ago. Look at gas prices. She says they're down well below the $3.31 per gallon at the midpoint of the Obama administration. She says this is the everyday stuff that affects me. She says, I don't care about Afghanistan, the Middle East. I care about having a job. I care about having health care through my company. I was out of a job a few years ago, she says. Obamacare priced me out of private insurance. It was like $560 a month. Then Obama's website blew up. The guy couldn't even get a website back. She doesn't care about the Trump-Russia stuff. She thinks the Clintons' fingerprints are all over it. She doesn't care about Trump's tweets. She doesn't care about, so like the Brett Kavanaugh nomination, she thinks that Christine Blasey Ford lied. Grab him by the, you know what, doesn't bother her. She says for every cat out there, there's an equally, there's a gold digger who will let you do it. She doesn't care about when Trump says fake news. She actually agrees. She says, whenever I read a front page story and I get to a disparaging adjective, she says, I stop reading. And she says, so Brett Stevens asked her, he goes, how does Chris feel about the Biden-Harris ticket? 15 years ago, she says, maybe I would have voted for Joe Biden, but he's weak. And what did he do with his 40-odd years in Washington? As for Kamala Harris, Chris dismisses her outright. She says, she doesn't know what she believes. She won't be the adult in the room. So Brett Stevens concludes, and again, this guy's a big Never Trumper, writes for New York Times. You don't have to agree with Chris on any of these points. You can note some of the inconsistencies in her views, most of all between her support for Sanders, who as president would have waged war in Wall Street, and her support for Trump, whose pro-Wall Street policies are a big reason that she supports him. And you can easily dismiss Chris as an outlier, an anecdote, a red voter in a blue state. That would be a mistake. She also talked about the crime. She and the pandemic. She said, yes, there's a pandemic. Is Trump trying to play it down? She asks, yes. But when this first started, the news media was saying that millions of people were going to die. And look at it now, 200,000 compared to the population. What worries her more, again, in her 50s, registered Democrat, lesbian, well-educated, well-traveled, former Bernie Sanders supporter. What worries her now are the effects of the response to the pandemic in a liberal city like New York City. Crime is in my neighborhood now, she says. There's a homeless encampment right around the corner and it's growing. They have a living room and a shower curtain and that's where they go to the bathroom. I have a guy who walks in front of the store every day in a diaper. And there's lawlessness coming into the store every day with an attitude of, who's going to stop me? Regarding Mayor Bill de Blasio of New York, she says, I can't put into words just how inept the guy is. And then he asks her about Trump's behavior, if that ever comes down to a deal breaker, and none of it is a deal breaker for her. None of it. She doesn't want more lockdowns. She's tired of the crime. She loves the stock market. She loves how her 401k is doing. And she feels like there's fake news out there. And how many other people are like Chris out there? How many other people? She's not telling any of her friends in New York that she's voting for Donald Trump. She said, being a lesbian Democrat and a Trump supporter, if I had to tell people that, it'd be like me coming out of the closet a second time. She doesn't want to do it. That's why her last name is not in the article. How do I know Brett Stevens isn't making this up? Brett Stevens hates Trump's guts. So there you go. 855-839-1210. Questions for tonight's debate against with Trump versus Biden. What would you ask if you were Chris Wallace? What would you ask? By the way, we have a little bit of serious Jim Carrey. Jim Carrey, who's going to play Joe Biden in the upcoming Saturday Night Live season. He's gone from being the over-the-top Jim Carrey. Now he's very, very serious, somber Jim Carrey. Take a listen.
It was more like you're supposed to say, you know, we're important. And you're supposed to say it's all going to be all right. And you're supposed to say that, you know, whatever you dream can come true. And you're supposed to say all those things. I do believe in manifestation, power of that kind of stuff. But I don't believe that any of it matters. You know, this mattering is to me a human construct born out of a need, the same need as you have to have, you know, deities and things like that. And I believe in an energy of God, energy of, you know, everything is divine. You know, there's just not, there's
he
no,
sounds like a lot
no
of fun
thing.
At parties, doesn't he?
Yeah.
Man, I want to hang out with that guy. Hey, guys, Jim Carrey's here. He's going to make us all laugh. Wow.
He's changed a lot, huh?
What a snoozer.
Yeah.
And he's going to play Joe Biden in the upcoming season of Saturday Night Live.
Yeah.
Hey, let's get another not funny person to be on Saturday Night Live again.
I was going to say, it makes a little bit more sense now.
Yeah, it really does, right? Because he does sound like Joe Biden, rambling, incoherent, making no sense to anybody, going off on a tangent. Now, play a little more of that, actually. Now I can. Now it makes sense.
Everything that isn't divine, everything is divine, and I'm that. And it doesn't matter to me what's happening.
You know,
I'm finding that ultimately the freedom from it is something people are kind of hungry for in a way. They're like, I don't want to be me either.
Right.
You know, and I go, well, great, because you never have been.
It literally does sound like Biden going off of script. Yeah. Like the teleprompter stopped working and he just started rambling. And they're all going, oh, man, put a lid on it.
Yeah.
Joey, the lid. Put a lid on it, Biden.
I can't even think about how he's going to be Joe Biden. I don't know. It's gonna be bad.
Yeah, it's gonna be bad. Alec Baldwin is Trump. Jim Carrey is Joe Biden. Oof, man,
Maya
it's
Rudolph,
gonna be a bad season coming up for Saturday Night Live.
Maya Rudolph is Kamala Harris.
Well, think back to the good old days of 1985 with Eddie Murphy when he was on Saturday Night Live. At least in those days when they were funny. This song now has gone viral. If you hear your kids playing it, you'll know why now, and you'll feel hip and with it just because of this show. Take a listen.
Awesome.
It's a viral sensation. Eddie Murphy. My man. I love it. I love it. See that? Viral sensation.
I can't
party all the time.
I can't believe people are just discovering that awful song from 1985.
Ran,
by the way, with Rick James. Rick James, you know, sang.
He's in it.
Rick James is in it.
He's in it.
Yeah.
By the way, does the Wogle play this? Because aren't they where the 80s live there or something?
Well, the 80s do live there. I don't know if the Wogle plays it because I don't know how much of a hit it was. But, I mean, maybe if it's become a viral sensation like this article suggests, maybe, you know.
Greg, can you find out from your fellow corporate shill, Shelly, if the Wogle, WOGL 98.1, the Wogle, if they do in fact play that song?
I will email her right now and just see if, because of pressure from the new generation who've never heard this song, are they playing Eddie Murphy's Party All the Time?
I'm not kidding. I'm walking down the street, two girls in a convertible, 17, 18 years old. I just want to party all the time, party. I'm like, what? Wait, what's happening right now? What is happening right now? Amazing.
Yeah.
I felt good.
Yeah. I don't know why he, like, that was the beginning of Eddie Murphy taking himself way too seriously, in my opinion.
Yes.
Where he thought he could become like a pop star. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah. No, I mean, that's the, right. He took himself too seriously, like Jim Carrey did. Yep. And you know what, guys? Lighten the hell up. You're not, nobody thinks of you as serious people, all right? Just FYI. Good morning, Dawn. What's cooking today on this debate day in America?
Oh, slow news day, you know.
Kind of is, though, a little bit, thank
not really.
God, which is good. The calm before the storm, I'm okay with it.
We have 68 degrees, very cloudy. ZLE Show News Live, sponsored by Burlington. So I was kidding. It's a big news day. We don't have any slow news days anymore, right? Tonight's the first big presidential debate between President Donald Trump and Joe Biden. Experts say, and Zioli says, it could be the most watched political event in United States history, moderated by Chris Wallace of Fox News. Starts 9 o'clock tonight, Eastern Time, and our own Rich Zioli hosts the pre-show debate. But guess who's hosting a debate watch party in Pennsylvania?
So we all miss these watch parties. So it's VP Mike Pence, Vice President Mike Pence, hosting a watch party. This is in Lancaster, Pennsylvania, at Meadow Spring Farm. So the doors open at 5 o'clock this evening. You're only able to register for two tickets. And then the doors close at 6:30 and the event starts at 7. So I did find a debate. We miss these debate watch parties.
Yes, yes, we do.
Miss them so
much. I miss them a lot. I wish we had them again. So Mike Pence could be hanging out with a bunch of Amish people watching the debate
right?
tonight.
I just love that.
How do they
that.
Watch it? They can't have electricity.
Wait, we got to get them some Zioli Army t-shirts or something, you know, just to give something away.
I like it. I like it. I believe Entercom's going to let us have events again after there's 172% effectiveness of the vaccine. I believe.
Maybe.
Maybe.
Earlier, if you missed it, you got to listen to Zioli's breakdown of, you know, talking about GOP lawmakers in Pennsylvania asking the United States Supreme Court to really put the kibosh on this recent ruling, extending the deadline to receive all the mail-in ballots. So the filing yesterday arguing it violates federal law, setting Election Day as the first Tuesday in November. New Jersey's native Kellyanne Conway back on social media after leaving the White House for family reasons. Well, now she's teaming up with her hubby, George, in support of Trump's SCOTUS pick, Amy Coney Barrett.
See, that's what's so freaking weird about 2020. It's what you, Kellyanne Conway and George Conway agree on something.
Yes.
That's how weird 2020 really is.
Well, I think they're trying to work out their, it sounds like they've got some family drama. So they're trying to unite to show their kids, you know, that they're united.
Oh, is that what it is?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think they got some family teen drama.
Well, they definitely have teen drama.
Yes.
You think that's going to make the daughter happy? They both agree on a Supreme Court judge. You think that's what's going to get it?
I don't know. I think
maybe,
you know, encourage your teenagers to.
She'll run back to school and be like, everything's fine now. They agree on Trump's Supreme Court pick. Everything in our family is fine again. Sure.
Yeah. So which brings us to something going viral. My husband bought me one of these. So these notorious ACB T-shirts, they are selling like hotcakes.
Yeah.
So TMZ is saying that it's despicable because there's a Republican group that's making money off of this. And it was right after late Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg, RBG, notorious RBG, like they made famous on Saturday Night Live. So they printed these shirts that say notorious ACB. So and it has like the crown, like the Biggie Smalls crown. It's actually from Notorious B.I.G. That's where they originally got it.
Right.
But it's a cute little thing kind of going viral with the picture of Amy, who we now know, you know, does CrossFit at 4:30 in the morning, bakes cakes. She's like the perfect woman, you know?
Just perfect.
Perfect
woman.
So as we plan for fall and the winter holidays, I thought you would like this. The CDC released some new guidelines and deemed as high-risk trick-or-treating. CDC says you shouldn't do it. Trick-or-treating.
Okay.
They are saying that large indoor gatherings, bad idea, crowded stores or parades, or drinking liquor, which clouds your judgment. The CDC says medium risks are visiting pumpkin patches unless you use the hand sanitizer while touching the pumpkins. So no pumpkin patches.
You know what? The CDC needs to stay the hell out of Halloween.
I'm not even making this up.
Stay out of it. Stay out of Halloween. I'll figure it out. Some guy created a tube. He took a tube. He took like, you know, what wallpaper or wrapping paper comes in.
Yeah.
He made a 6-foot tube so that when kids come to his house, he's going to put the candy down the tube, whoosh, shoot it out to him. And it's freaking brilliant.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
That's a great idea.
Tell the CDC to stay out of it. It's the one day a year everybody wears a mask.
Right.
Leave him alone. No apple bobbing this year, all right? Otherwise, leave us alone. We'll figure it out.
I love one of their suggestions is that you could consider firing up the grill and hosting your Thanksgiving dinner outdoors.
Yes.
In, you know, end
Why?
Of November.
Who's coming to Thanksgiving but your family? What are you, invite strangers over?
Right. Exactly.
I'm doing a stranger's giving this year. 50 people I don't know. So I have to social distance in the backyard with them.
Exactly.
Why are you social distancing in the backyard with your own friggin' family at this point?
I'm just quoting the CDC.
I know,
here.
It's just so stupid.
And the other thing is they said, or you could have a small family dinner inside and then share it virtually with everybody else that you couldn't invite. Like, psych.
Yeah, psych. Ooh, how you doing? We didn't invite you this year, but still like you a lot.
I thought that was hysterical. So this news sponsored by Burlington. Have you been back to
By
Burlington?
By the way, Santa this year put out a statement that due to COVID, He won't be coming down any chimneys this year. He's going to be leaving gifts outside the house.
Because COVID.
Because so, COVID. Yeah, he can't come in.
Love it.
So.
So have you been back to Burlington
lately?
Wait
till that happens. That's going to be so annoying. I know we got a guest coming, but wait till that happens at Christmas when they start coming up with ways to tell your children why Santa won't be coming in the house this year.
Right.
Because of COVID.
Oh, yeah. And will Santa be at the mall?
No.
No, and his dirty, filthy outfit with that dirty beer, the germ. Kids won't
like
be able
booze.
To go near him. Santa's going to be wearing a mask. The whole thing's going to be so stupid. I'm telling you, this is going to be the most annoying Christmas ever because of that fact. Kids, you know, this year Santa won't be coming inside because COVID. So he'll leave the gifts on the outside. Oh, come on. You know that's coming, right?
He's just going to throw it from the sleigh.
Right.
It might be in the yard.
And the reindeer, they have to be 6 feet apart on the line.
Yeah, because they could get COVID and zombie reindeer disease.
Right. And that too, so.
All right. Have you been to a Burlington lately? This news brought to you by Burlington. Your store restocked, unbelievable deals, amazing brands. Hurry in today. Amazing values arriving every single day, whether it's back to school, work, or just back. You'll love Burlington. Love the deals. Cherry Hill Volvo brings us the NBC 10 First Alert forecast. Yeah, it's a lot of rain today, 75 degrees. But then tomorrow and Thursday, 70 degrees, mostly sunny. So a beautiful stretch ahead, as well as the weekend. So September, the perfect time to upgrade to a Volvo from Cherry Hill Volvo. So enjoy 0% financing on all 21 and 20 models. That's right, 0%. Start your luxury experience today, like Zioli, at Cherry Hill Volvo, where relationships really do matter. I'm Dawn, Zioli Show News Live.
Thank you, Dawn. Appreciate it. Coming up, we're going to talk about the lawsuit filed against Governor Phil Murphy of New Jersey, which they're doing after modeling after the Pennsylvania lawsuit. So you don't want to miss this interview coming up. But you know what? Winter is coming, right? And what you want to do is do what I did. USA insulation. Look, if your home is uncomfortable, you got to do the right thing and make your home a very pleasant place to be. Plus, it also saves you money. USA insulation. Will come to your home and put their premium foam insulation into your walls, completely changing how your home feels. Whether you're watching games, working from home, spending family time, whatever it is, USA Insulation, it pays for itself and then puts the money back in your pocket because of the utility savings. In our case, we have saved money every single month since we did USA Insulation about a year ago. House is more comfortable too. It's paying for itself. It's great. Call USA Insulation today at 267-551-1900. 267-551-1900. Save up to $1,000 ahead of the busy winter season. 267-551-1900 or usainsulation.net. Listen, when it comes to a home improvement project, this is one that you will feel every day and pays for itself over time. usainsulation.net.
Talk radio 1210 WPHD.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.